Father in heaven, we come to you this night with a. We're always needy. Father God, we thank you that you are a provider. When we have no other sources to go to, you are the one. And we thank you for that special privilege of us being able to come to you, the one that made us, the one that understands us, the one that figures us all out. And we thank you for that. Every good and perfect gift that you bestow upon your beloved. And we thank you for this wonderful night. We thank you for these wonderful people here. We thank you for all those out there this night that this word is going to. We pray that you'll bless them. We pray that you inspire them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you'll provide for them, keep them in the hollow of the mighty hand. Lord, we thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we finding ourselves where you change. We're very changeable people. Mankind is that way because we go from day to day and we can't remember sometimes what happened yesterday. We make mistakes and we do things. Father and all, we just pray that we will learn to do thy will. Accept us as we are, Father God. We pray that our heart of love will touch you in a very special way. And we thank you for that positive relationship that we can love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Father, we thank you that you're real. Father, we thank you for these names that were mentioned. I pray for the healing touch from God to come down, or your spirit to come upon them this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. I claim healing for that cancer. Father, I pray for that lungs, Father God. I pray for a new lungs for this one in Jesus' name. I pray for those, whatever the need is, Father, I pray that you'll fulfill that this night in a very special way, in a very wonderful way. We know the enemy has come to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come in this last hour with great vengeance. Father God, we thank you that you are still our supplier. You are our way maker. You are our keeper. You are our shelter. And Father, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you for the wonderful gift of your Son, Jesus. That special gift that you give us that we can have eternal life and we can have our lives changed and we might know you as our Lord and Savior, that we can accept Jesus Christ in our hearts and you accept us as we are. And Father, we thank you that help us to change us into from glory into glory. Help us to walk upright before you, Lord. We know that we're not perfect. We're trying to come into that perfection. We thank you. Help us this day that we might come into that place of serving you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our being. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I've just been reading more about Jesus when he came, how that he was amazed at people. There's a setting there where he feeds the 5,000. That's quite a few people when you think about it, trying to feed at one setting. And they had just five loaves and two fishes. And how that Jesus went and it says he gave those loaves and the fishes out, the five loaves and the two fishes, and he distributed them out. When they was over with, they had baskets full of what was left. And all these people must have seen such a miracle. They'd never seen nothing like that before in their life. And how that pretty soon that Jesus was actually, he was going on doing some other miracles. And these people, he could see the unbelief in their heart. And it was hard for Jesus to understand the unbelief had come in their heart in such a fast and rapid way. They had unbelief about this Jesus that they knew, because many times Jesus as a prophet in his own household was without honor. And that's why Jesus was without honor many times, because those people knew Jesus as he grew up, like many times he grew up just as a little as child, and he matured, and as he matured, the Spirit of God was in him in a very special way. But Jesus marveled at the unbelief. And I truly believe that that's what's wrong with basically 99% of every one of us is unbelief. We cannot really believe truly for our health, or we can believe for someone else, but for our own self it's pretty hard because we just feel, well, I'm left out. But that's not truly right. We need to really believe even for ourselves. There's one unpardonable sin, which we know is the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, coming against the Spirit of God. But also there's another sin that God looks on very heavily as unbelief. And he calls it sin. He says, whatsoever not of faith is of sin. So that puts it in a great large category. God reads it as sin. He reads it as a problem with it. It reads it as we're not going out here killing someone or shooting someone or living in a wrong manner, or even we still go to church, we just pay our tithes, but that unbelief, that's hard for all of us. We struggle, many of us, with unbelief, and that's something that we really need to work at. And God makes it. Well, we have to work at it day by day because he puts us in conditions. We don't get what we want, or that destroys sometimes what little faith we have. So that's why we have to start maturing ourselves in the Lord and realizing that God is there to help us to grow in every facet of our life. Every area of our life, there's problems with each one of us. God doesn't show them as a problem until he addresses that in our life. And that's where we grow as a child into perfection. See, we start out just like crawling along, and pretty soon we're doing little things that you can just see it's sinful. But it's while we put those things off, and we start taking off the adultery, we start taking off, we look in the wrong places, all these things that we mature in. But then we come to these other deep things that's so heavy that we can't even understand ourselves. And these are what actually cause us failing in ourselves. A lot of times it's more of a problem to ourselves than it is to God, because God sees us and we can grow through it. But many times we see ourselves in such a state of unbelief that we're ashamed of it. We'll acknowledge it, and we can't believe that God can still love us when we're still in that place of unbelief. But God wants us to grow through that, realizing that through that time that we're growing toward him, we're searching for the Lord. And that's what God wishes for us, that we search for God. That's what we do when we pray. When we pray, we don't really know the answers. And we have faith. Faith is doing, we don't even know what it is, but we have faith to do it. And so prayer brings us into that place that we start negotiation with God through prayer. We negotiate with him in every issue of our life. And that negotiation, it's not arbitrated by outside people. Most all the time, if we're being honest, it's between us and the Lord. And we start growing in that. We start maturing in him, because maturing in the Lord, because God will show us our problems. He will show us our failures. And he is so wonderful. He's so loving. He's so trustworthy. And he will not make you feel ashamed of yourself. God's there to help us as long as we keep, I feel the glory of God coming. As long as we keep trying, God is, that's all he wishes for, that we try, and that makes us perfect. Because Abraham, his faith was substituted for righteousness. And we're the same way. Our faith substitute for righteousness. And that's why we need really the greater height of the Holy Ghost, because hope comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. A hope is something, through faith, you know there's an answer out there, and you know similar what the answer would be, but how to obtain it is what you're trying for. Well, hope is beyond that. It's going for something that you don't even see. You're going for something, and that's why it works for God, because God has prayer warriors that deal in these areas, and they seek God's will, and through their belief in God, God moves to the hour of hope, and that hope becomes life-changing particles from heaven. It brings down the deity of God in a room like this, that people are changed in the hospital. That beloved, those out there, this waves of this, or this telecast is going out, however it's doing it, there's waves of God's electricity in that room right there with you now, and you need to pray and believe, because God uses the effort of faith through prayer, which you can have someone pray for you. Well, this is the way that God takes your side, because God believes in that one that's doing the praying. So that's what basically God wants us to grow to, the position that we can be used by him. He wants us to come to that understanding that when he speaks and say, my son, my daughter, do this, that we take that challenge with gladness. We take that challenge with great desire that I want to serve my God. It gives you great joy. It gives you great peace. It gives you great satisfaction. It gives you great stability in the Spirit of God, that you start walking in the spirit realm, and God will bless you in a mighty way. People are not aware of this very much, but a true Christian should walk basically in the spirit realm a lot of the way, even though they're in the natural realm all the time. But the spirit realm is what connects you to God. And it takes a supernatural power from God to touch you in a very special way. And that's why the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, whichever way you want to say it, is our connection. It is our draft that God designed years ago. He drafted this from the very beginning, that mankind could come into his presence. And he even went farther than that. He says, I will allow my spirit to dwell in you and be in you, to be part of you, that when you feel, he's feeling it too, because he's inside of you. It's that closeness. It's beyond anything that we can ever understand. It's beyond in imagination, it's closer than you can be to your husband, your wife, or your friends, or your children, or anybody, any powers of this world, having the Spirit of God rest in your spirit. But in that, it has to take a soul of belief. We can't be in unbelief. We got to walk in faith. We got to try to come someplace that we make a home that's adaptable for the Spirit. And that's where the problem is a lot of our homes people haven't been told this. We need a sort of a clean home. We need a home without any question mark. We need to be a temple of praise, a temple of honor, a vessel that can give off the glory of God, that we can have God's adoration in our heart from the very crown of our head, the very sole of our feet, that we will be true disciples as the disciples were disciples of Christ back there in the day of Mark, that we can be that disciple today, tuned by heaven, having, Jesus says, the same Spirit that lifted me up shall lift you up. The Spirit of God shall abide within you. He will be your way maker. He will be your keeper. He will be your director. It brings fulfillment to your life. When I started out in the fundamental people, but I had a great faith and a great belief in my God. I can't explain how I had, but it must have been my grandpa or somebody. But I had a great faith in God. I've always had a great faith in God, and I knew that God was close to me, but I couldn't really find out how I was coupled to Him until finally, quite a few years ago, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was that link, that chemistry from heaven that could adapt myself in this world, even though I had the knowledge, but I didn't have the connection. I had a workable plan, but I didn't see the fulfillment because God made the fulfillment through the Spirit. It was the Spirit man had to come into my heart. Here I was a natural man, but I want to place myself in the hands of God that I could do. And when you pray for sick, it's supernatural. You can't say anything else. It's supernatural. When you pray with power, it's supernatural. And so when you start dismissing the power, you dismiss the source of strength. You diminish the power that God ordained that we might have power. Anytime you come against His Spirit, you're coming against God's hand and His handiwork, that we can't fulfill what God wishes in our hearts and life. It's very simple. But God adapts Himself to us in such a wonderful, and I was going to say courageous, but a wonderful, powerful, yes, courageous too, way that we can walk in victory day by day. We can walk even though we know that we're not perfect. But God takes the Spirit of God and He becomes our righteousness. The faith becomes righteousness. Even though you slip for a minute, that faith is on you. It becomes your righteousness. And God does it that you might walk in victory. And we apply the Word of God. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." This precious word is truth. This precious word is power. This precious word does amazing things. And when you link it up to the Spirit of God, you see a charisma that you can't understand, but it works. It's like I remember a few years back, I had an AirPod on a truck that was sent to me, brought down from Boeing, Oregon, and it was broken. And I didn't have a lot of money in that day, so it was Christmas time, so my son told me, said, "Dad, I'll get you some liquid aluminum." And I put it on that. You get both of these particles, mix it up, and that liquid aluminum, and they said, put layer after layer on it. It'll be strong as new. And it was. That air pot looked like never was broken. It was just a layer, but it was strong, because that's it. But the two ingredients mixed, and they wouldn't have no power. But when you put the two together, it worked. It dried, and it became aluminum itself. It became, without taking a torch or anything else, it would melt everything. It became a structure that could restructure that, because God does the same. Man made this, but God made this that we might grow, that when we're broken down, He puts those two ingredients together, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and they become life. They become power. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." That's the Word of God. "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." That's the Word of God. God says, "Call on me, and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." That's power through the Spirit of God. God give us these arrangements, and we should take heed to the Word of God. The Word is great power. And when you put the Holy Ghost and that power, well, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." You put the Spirit of me on it, you can do all things. It's true what you're saying, because it becomes true.
God, Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. There's a power that works in us, that even in the natural man, there's a power when we call upon God. God doesn't take it as a light someone called. He hears that faint cry. He says, that's my child out there. My child wants to come close. And God becomes very attentive to that child. God listens for that child. And that child starts coming in the range of God. And God sort of touches that child and says, child, I know that you're made of clay. And I know that there's sin all around you. And I know that you see problems. But I'm the answer, my child. I am the one. Don't let no one ever tell you, my child, that I cannot help you. I say all people, many people, especially in their own selves, they come against the Heavenly Father, the one that can help them. But I'm here this day, my child, if thou shalt keep looking to me, I shall let you grow. And it starts growing to a vessel. And that vessel, that child, as long as he wants to continue, there's no height that God, I believe that God can go high as the heavens if a person wants to go there. We've been so defeated, so put down, and we've been paralyzed because of people saying we can't do it. God wants us to rise this last hour, have that glory and that attitude in our life that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. By God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches which are in glory. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think according to the power that works within Him. Now unto Him is able to keep you fall and present you fall before in the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Great peace I lay the love my law, and nothing shall offend them. If you abide in me and my words abide in me, ye shall ask what ye will and that shall be done. Great peace have they that love my law. Hallelujah. We can take God's word and have it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scorner, but his light is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Why can be in that tree? Because the Holy Spirit dwells within it, the Spirit of God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. That fruit shall come forth in his season. It doesn't come forth in our season. As we start growing the Lord, there's a time when apricots get ripe. You don't pick them before they the right day. We need to, that's the way we are. God doesn't want us picked until we're ready. And that takes that time. And many people have wasted their whole life and they haven't got anything to pick this day. God wants us to start growing in Him, coming in an admonition in the Spirit, loving that love of God, that God wants to love His family. And His people have put God off as a harsh taskmaster. You don't get around God. Well, us preachers are the only one, or whoever. God had, He says, for whosoever will, call on me, and I shall show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. God will defend us. He will keep us under His mighty hand. God is the controlling force that will uplift us, encourage us in this last hour, that we can walk in His benefits, that we can walk in His counsel, that we can walk in His election, that we can walk by His control, walk in His understanding, and walking satisfied that what He saith is true, and we're living in it. We are taken, we're believing, because it's working within our spirit. It's working. It's a workable place. And we don't have to sit no longer out as dwarfs out here on the sideline somewhere and chewing our thumbs and saying, Humpty Dumpty, what am I going to do? Lord, I know you're coming, but I'm through. And that's what the enemy will say. Yes, Humpty Dumpty, you've been out there and you're sitting on your duffs and you're sitting there and you're what you're saying is true. You're going to miss it. But if you'll change and let God come out, free in you, take away Humpty Dumpty, and let you have a living life of God, that He can transform you, and His glory upon you. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. God is real. He's faithful. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and He's coming very soon. He's saying, church, awake, arise, for I'm coming. I satisfy those. I keep them. And those, we need to have people that satisfy. Nothing satisfies my soul. That's why it's so hard for me to live from these out of these meetings, because I come in the heights of the glory. It's be like going from right now into heaven and then going back, sliding back down. The curve is really tough. God is real. His grace is real. His power is real. His anointing is real. And this night, be healed this moment. If those out there this night, be healed. Receive Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, that God wants to set you free. The enemy has spoken you lie after lie, talking in your heart that you're not going to be healed. Tell him, buzz off, you're God's child, and you're no longer having anything to do with him. God is on your side, and call upon him, and he will heal you this day. Look to God. He is the answer. He is your strength. He wants to visit your hearts in a very special way. And he will keep you very wonderfully. You'll be like that newborn babe that the mother cradles that child, wraps that quilt around that baby. Make sure that baby is just exactly right. Make sure that baby doesn't lay on the wrong side. Make sure that baby is turned over, kept, because that's the mother's love. And you have a love for all your children beyond the mother's love. It's beyond anything that we can understand. It's the Father. The Father love. The Father that you love us, whether we're female, male or female. Will you love us in such a wonderful way? Because in heaven, we're going to be as one in you. And we thank you. We know that your word, you just told me today, your word of God is very true, that we're male and female in this world, but when we leave this world, we're going to be neither. We're going to be in your presence, we're going to be your children, and we're going to be glorious. We're going to be wonderfully fed, wonderfully kept, wonderfully in that attire from heaven. And we will not be shortchanged no longer. We'll live in luxury. We'll live in the beauty of Jesus. We'll live in holiness. And we'll live in right attire with thy glory. Father, we just pray that you'll bless your people in a very special way. Lord, I feel the anointing. I'm going to quit right now because the glory is here. And I don't want to lose what we have. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon these in this room tonight. Oh, Lord, I pray for heal them and bless them in a mighty way. Encourage them this night. Fill them with thy Holy Ghost. Fill them, thrill them, stir them, excite them this night. Give that joy unspeakable, full of glory through the word of America tonight. I pray for your word tonight that living fire will come down in thy bosom this night, that thy heart will be changed this night in the image of God. Hallelujah. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. Bring restoration to those this night in a very special way and a very qualified way by the Spirit of God. Father, I pray for the anointing today to touch your people. Touch them in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Touch your people afresh in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Glory.